pray first. So let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, and we humbly come before you. And we just invite your presence to come, Lord, as we gather today, this morning, to just share the devotional and to pray together for our church and for our community. Lord, we just lift this time up to you, and we just ask that your presence will be just all over this, all over us, Lord, and that, you know, we'll just be able to really have a great time with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today, I wanted to share about, surprise, I guess, prayer. It's our theme this year is the year of prayer. And now we're already more than 2 weeks into the second quarter. I guess time really flies. So, you know, I just wanted to have a time of reflecting on our prayer life. You know, as a member of this church, you know, to what extent are we really living out this prayer life? This prayer-driven life, and how much are we focusing our lives and our time on prayer? Actually, when Pastor Sam asked me to do EMP today, I was really reluctant. I really didn't want to do it. I was actually away last week in Hawaii for a friend's wedding. So, you know, when I got the email, I was away, and I felt like, oh, I don't really have a message to share. And, you know, and Pastor Sam was like, oh, it's not that complicated. It's just, you know, sharing your quiet time and devotional. And as I was thinking about it, I was like, oh, you know, I mean, I've been away. That's an excuse. But I really haven't felt like I was spending enough time. Therefore, I didn't feel like I had that feeling, you know. So I didn't have a message that was just kind of flowing out of my quiet time. So I honestly didn't want to do it. But, you know, of course, God has a funny way of working in all of our lives. So he actually, in a funny way, reminded me about prayer and about spending time with him and what impact that can have on my life. As I was just kind of mulling over, you know, doing EMP, I was like, oh, how has my prayer life been? And it's just been sort of an obvious wake-up call. So, you know, it's so easy for me to, you know, I don't know about you guys, but after work, I come home. It's so easy for me to, like, turn on the computer, surf the web, or to watch TV. But it's like, oh, I have to spend time with God. It's almost like I have to tear myself away from something that I enjoy, which is really not the right attitude. But, I mean, sad to say, but that's still the honest truth. And then last Sunday, Pastor Sam shared about, you know, the Lord's Prayer again, you know, how to pray. And he said, we're supposed to begin and end prayer with worship. You know, hallowed be by, thy name was the passage that he was sharing on. And he was saying, basically, through worship, God wants to us to acknowledge him and recognize him as who he is. And ultimately, he just wants to draw us closer to him. And, you know, it is really difficult to get into prayer sometimes. And even during Sunday worship, when all the environment is right during worship session, you know, you have a wonderful worship team, great music, a whole community and the body worshiping with you. So it's supposed to make everything easier. But, you know, a lot of the times, at least recently for me, sometimes I come in to worship and I know that my mind just kind of wandering. I'm not really concentrating on God and worshiping him. But this past Sunday, for whatever the reason, maybe because I was already kind of thinking about prayer on the back of my head, the worship session was really good for me. And I think what kind of triggered it was when Pastor Nate was singing that song, you know, fire fall down. And he shared that, oh, you know, as he was spending time reflecting on just our church, he felt like, yeah, we all know that we have the Holy Spirit, but that's different from having the presence of the Holy Spirit and being filled. So he wanted to sing that song as a song of worship to bring us to that place where we can humble ourselves and just ask God to come and fill us. And that really spoke to me because that's exactly what I needed and what I was thinking of already. So that really enabled me to get into that mode of worship and just really enjoy that time of worship as well. And I felt God's encouragement as well at that time. You know, it's not like, oh, don't feel bad just because, you know, if you feel like you haven't been spending time with God, or it's not like a duty or responsibility. But I just felt like it was like a little nudge from God to encourage me. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a tangible, emotional thing, but, you know, just God came and met where I was. And another time recently, I think, you know, since the year of the prayer began, where I really felt that encouragement and presence was when Pastor Min Chung was here. I think it was one of the Saturday sessions. In the afternoon, he shared about actually prayer. And at the end of the session, he asked everyone to just spend some time in prayer. And I think he actually invited everyone to kneel, because he said the posture of prayer can actually mean something important, and that can actually help you to pray. So he invited the entire church to kneel and spend some time in prayer. And as I was kneeling, you know, at first I was just kind of going through the motion. But I think it was maybe the posture of kneeling, but that kind of reminded me of something, which is when I was a kid, at night, I don't really remember my mom, but my mom used to say sometimes, like, you know, she would come to my room to say goodbye, say goodnight. And she would find me like kind of kneeling on my bed, you know, with my kind of butt lifted up towards the ceiling, and I would just be praying. So obviously that made her happy. But what that reminded me was, I kind of remember that time when I wanted to pray, and it was like no one told me to, but it was just before bed. I just wanted to do that, you know. And it wasn't out of compulsion. It's just that I wanted to. And I think God brought that image back into my head and reminded me to just say, hey, I miss that. You know, I miss you. And then that made me think, oh, yeah, I miss that too, you know. And all God really wants is a relationship, you know. He just wants us to come to him and give our time so that, you know, just like spending time with our friends or family. You know, why do we set aside time in our busy day to do that? You know, it's because we care. It's because we enjoy that time. And again, that was an encouragement that God was just saying, hey, I'm always here. You may not feel it. You may not necessarily desire it all the time, but I'm always here. And I think God will always be found. And at the end of the sermon, P. Sam wrapped up by saying, God doesn't give something, you know, he gives himself. He said, God always gives himself to us. And all the revelation he gives is also to draw us near to him. So I think, you know, even in my weakness, even in, you know, my flesh is weak, you know, and there's a lack of willingness and discipline on my part. But through those, you know, two examples that I shared, I know that he is always there. He's always available for me. Psalm 81:10 says, I am the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. And I think you can add anything really to it, to, you know, after the word the Lord. It says, I am the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. But just as we learned on Sunday, it could be, I am the Lord, Jehovah Shalom, you know. I am the Lord, Jehovah Rapha, whatever name, whatever characteristic of God that speaks to us at that time. I think this passage basically says, you know, it says, open your mouth wide, make ourselves available to him, and he will come and fill it. You know, it's like a baby trying to be fed by a mom, you know, or by a dad. The baby just, all he or she has to do is just sit there, lie there, open their mouth, and mom and dad comes and does everything, you know. So I think just a reminder for all of us that we will be filled with his Holy Spirit, with his presence, if we just made ourselves available, just quiet ourselves down, make ourselves available, open our hearts, and just simply say, you know, here I am. It may not be something, when God gives something, I think P. Sam also said, you know, talked about this too, but he may not give something that we desire or we think we need, but he'll always give himself. So this morning, as we worship, I just wanted us to really reflect on that and really spend the time of worship. Not just going through the motion and singing, but with a really open heart and with an open spirit. And I know God will come and meet with you. And it's just my thought, but I think Jesus teaches us to open and end prayer with worship, because that is a time when we can connect with him. You know, not just when we can delve in and here's the list of things I want to say to you and risk the prayer being a monologue. It's a time where I can, you know, where we can just say, here I am, and this is who you are, and you're worthy, and this is why I want to spend this time with you. So let's think about that as we worship and really just lift up this session to him.
He came to love, heal and forgive, he lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lived, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he can't fail.